I'm Stephen Pickford with Melanie Reffes, who's just returned from the candy capital of Mexico.
You're right, Stephen. Morelia, Mexico is an absolute dream come true for anyone with a sweet tooth. And you know that includes me and I think probably most of our listeners this morning. Founded back in the 1500s, Morelia is a really charming, charming town. It's the capital, in fact, of the state of Michoacán in Mexico. It's got the long, wide boulevards and the beautiful colonial mansions that we've all seen in pictures of that kind of Mexico. But what really sets this place apart is it's called the candy capital. That means all the candy eaten in Mexico is made in Morelia. And the star attraction in the town is something called the Mercado de Dulce, which is in English the sweets market. And tourists and locals come from all over the USA and all over Mexico just to buy those sweets and to eat them. My favorite, by the way, is called ate, which is a dried fruit and sugar concoction all rolled up. You can get candied figs, guava rolls, all kinds of goodies there, sweet limes filled with coconuts. Prices are cheap and they're really, really great souvenirs. So head on down to Morelia if you want to pick up a few pieces of candy to bring home or eat on the spot. And you can get more info by calling 1-800-44-MEXICO or you can check their website at www.visitmexico.com.
What was your favorite one?
I think it would be actually that lime that was filled with the coconut. It's sort of a candied lime, a little one, smaller than the ones we see in the north, and they fill it with this sweet sort of coconut cream thing, and it costs about 5 cents American.
And that's another Travel World Report. I'm Stephen Pickford.
Travel World will continue.
Mutual Better Road, giving peace of mind, will always be the bank of choice and stand the test of time. Mutual Better Road, your premier community bank, 100 years and going strong. Mutual Federal Savings Bank.
Via Rail is proud to be the official ground transportation carrier for Travel World's media correspondents. Business taking you to Toronto but tired of battling traffic on the 401, the confusion of Pearson Airport and high airfares? Next time, arrive refreshed and relaxed. Pamper yourself with Via One first-class service from downtown to downtown. A hot meal served at your seat, full stretch-out comfort that allows you to spend productive work time, not lose time en route. Via One, the way Montreal-Toronto travel was meant to be, from Via Rail, Canada's passenger train network.
Travel.
Today, talking with Manuel Montelongo of the Mexico City Tourism Authority. Was in Mexico City a few months ago, and one of the highlights of my visit had to be the Anthropology Museum.
Yes, Stephen. Definitely the Anthropology Museum is one of the largest museums in America. Certainly, it's worth a visit to this museum because it contains a whole display of the Aztec culture, the Olmec culture, the Mayan culture, and each of these cultures is on display in a different room. This magnificent museum was built by architect Pedro Ramirez Vazquez back in 1964. And it is a very impressive museum. It's very modern. It has a huge fountain and an immense patio. And all around there are halls, as I said, devoted to all these different cultures. And at the outside of the museum, you can see the real statue of Tlaloc. Tlaloc is the god of the rain, according to the Aztec mythology. So definitely, a visit to Mexico City is not complete if you don't go to the Anthropology Museum.
Well, of course, what I liked about the Anthropology Museum was the fact that it was broken down into those 23 halls. You could spend as little or as long as you wanted discovering that particular era of Mexican history.
That's true, and besides that, you can have you have the chance to see some replicas of these Mayan buildings or these Aztec ruins.
With all the museums nearby, it's a full day to explore the museums in Mexico City. We're talking Mexico today on the Travel World Report with Stephen Pickford.
This has been a NASCAR marketing production.